When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
What else? Brian Anderson at High Noon. Brian Browning, one of my teammates over there on Ohio State postgame stuff that I do. He's going to join us at 12:20. Brian is a good, good, good man. And a gigantic Buckeye guy, too. So we'll talk to all those guys coming up a little bit later in the show. I found it funny, the Jerry Jeudy story this week about the Jets. And I still find myself like, I can't believe this was a real story, right? That Jerry Jeudy was almost traded to the Jets this week.
That is correct.
Not this week, but
in the offseason.
In the offseason.
The Jets, I think, were willing to give up either a second or a third round pick in the whole thing, too. It was more than what the Browns were willing to give up.
And what the story was is that, you know, Woody Johnson of the Jets said, nah, I don't know. We got to look at his Madden rating. That was a part of the decision on not wanting to trade Jeudy.
Yeah, from this is out of the piece in The Athletic,
right?
That was really well done. Diana Rossini, Zach Rosenblatt, a couple other people too. Apparently, Joe Douglas had the trade basically done, and I'll read directly from the piece. Douglas told the Broncos that Johnson didn't want to make the trade because the owner felt Jeudy's player rating in Madden, the popular video game, wasn't high enough, according to multiple league sources. Oh my gosh, we're using Madden to scout things. You know, we talk about meddling owners all the time and how it's like, hey, we all want to live in this world where the owner just kind of writes checks and stands off to the side, and you let the people that you hire to do smart things continue to be smart. And you hear about meddling and all that kind of stuff, and then you hear this. And it's apparently not the only time that Woody Johnson, the owner of the Jets, has used Madden ratings. Quote, there are organizations where it's all set up to win. He has done this before, that he's like, hey, I would look at the Madden ratings of a certain player and not trade for them because it's not as high as it should be. It's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable.
Yeah, another example came when Woody Johnson pushed back on the signing of free agent guard John Simpson due to lackluster awareness rating in Madden, according to multiple sources.
Joe Douglas just ripped him. The article concluded that two particularly damning quotes, one from a current and unnamed Jets executive and former general manager Joe Douglas, who was fired earlier this year by Johnson. Both quotes had to do with the influence of Johnson's sons, having to do with the organization. And here's the quote. When we're discussing things, you'll hear Woody cite something like, Brick or Jack read something online that's been weighed equally against whatever opinion someone else in the department has, the executive said. The following quote was reported by Douglas prior to the start of Woodby's final season as the team's general manager. Talk about torching the bridge. Love it. I answer to a teenager, Douglas.
That's a mess. And look, media members really know football well. Like, they're really smart. They're good to talk to. They study this stuff. They're not being paid to work for an NFL franchise. They have dedicated their life to being able to talk about the game of football and write about what's taking place inside of buildings. They are not being paid to scout players. Like, reading something on the web and then walking and going, I don't know. I mean, this Jerry Jeudy guy can't be very good. His Madden rating is X. It's
bad.
Like, what?
It's bad.
You serious? We've got people you're paying hundreds of thousands, if not millions, to do nothing but grind tape. And they come back to you and go, Jerry Judy's an underutilized asset. We should go after him. Ah, my kid read something out of Sports Illustrated that just doesn't make it work. Ah, The Athletic had a piece my kid read. He didn't like it. There was some TikTok video on Jerry Jeudy. It didn't do it for me. Like, what? Are you serious? That's insanity.
I'm not sure if this is true, but Hody actually got hired because he was halfway decent at Fortnite. Is that true? You can let him answer this. Is that how you got the job? That you were decent at Fortnite?
That was not how I got the job.
Oh, that wasn't. Okay.
No,
Super Mario 3D World? Is that what it was?
I mean, I love Super Mario 3D World. It's
Legend
a fantastic
of Zelda.
Game, but no.
I mean, Zelda's why I'm here.
I don't really play Zelda. I
like
play
puzzles.
Super Mario, though.
Captain Toad?
Oh, I love Captain Toad. That's a classic.
There you go. That's probably how I got the gig, right?
That's not at all, but okay.
Rocket League. There you go.
I don't even know what Rocket League is.
Rocket League? You don't know Rocket League? Even I know what Rocket League is.
The only video games I've ever played are Super Mario and Pokemon, so.
And clear. We're done with this, Mike. Oh.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable that you could be this much of a train wreck. I feel bad for Jets fans. I can't help it.
We're talking Browns fans feeling bad for Jets fans.
I can't help it, but you read these and the Browns have been in the middle of these pieces more times than we could count. I mean, good golly, how many times have we gone, oh, look, Seth Wickersham has another one out. Great. This'll be fun. And then now I'm reading this whole thing, and between Aaron Rodgers and then now you got Woody Johnson using Madden ratings and relying on his kids. Like, how are you supposed to run a productive NFL team and an NFL program if you're going to run it through your two teenage kids playing Madden and reading stuff on the web? The Jets, run by Google. Congrats.
I wonder how AI would do if AI was calling a game with your current players. In some ways, I would think that's actually happening, but
I can't let you do that, Kevin.
Why would you want to run that ball straight into their defensive line?
I'm afraid we can't throw a pass here, Kevin. Every time we do that, all I think of is Hal in 2001, and I just immediately get fearful. I can't let you do that.
What's this other? Bleacher Report had another story too. That Jets player reveals brutal moment with Woody's son Brick and Aaron Rodgers. I mean, what is going on there? First of all, who names their kid Brick?
I don't know. That's a different conversation for a different day. When you take crazy and give crazy power and you mix that power with somebody else who seems to have some level of crazy and you combine all of that crazy into one place, it turns out it multiplies. It does not cancel itself out. I think that's really the rule. Is crazy plus crazy doesn't equal normal. Crazy plus crazy equals crazier. I think that's really what we should all take out of this. That's the math formula. It's insane. The amount of things that Aaron Rodgers, once again, doing this whole thing of, well, you know, when we talk to the media, they're pulling against each other. And then getting in fights with Ryan Clark on top of that one, where it's like, okay, what are we doing here? Is this really helping winning? Aaron, is this really helping you win football games? Is this really helping the Jets understand a game plan to take down an opponent by you getting into a Twitter war with Ryan Clark? Like, what are we accomplishing here? Like, what? This is such a train wreck.
All right, so do you want the other part of the story
sure.
I was just talking about?
Sorry.
That's okay. No, the brutal moment with Brick and Aaron Rodgers. So Ulbrich wins his first game, right, after Robert Saleh gets fired, right? And so Rodgers has the game ball in his hand. This is according to Bleacher Report, too, by the way. Rodgers has the game ball in hand, ready to give it to the interim head coach. And then here's the quote. But before Rodgers could speak, Brick Johnson took another game ball and awarded it to wide receiver Garrett Wilson in a profanity-laced exclamation to which the owner's son later posted to Instagram. Woody Johnson then gave Ulbrich the ball. Rodgers has been holding. Multiple players said the energy felt drained out of the room. One player called it the most awkward, cringeworthy, brutal experience.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinking Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinking Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who's running the show there?
I think the answer might be no one.
I know
or
someone.
At least no one's running it with a firm fist that's going all in the wrong direction. That's for darn sure.
All right, Browns fans. So I guess we can be thankful this holiday season that the Browns aren't the Jets.
Got that going for you.
Brian Anderson next, basking in